Hi there, Jason. Thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Lulu wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of the service, answer any questions you might have. And then also, since it's going to be a holiday shortened week next week, we're trying to kind of get a head start on things. We're calling a President's Day special, so we are going to be able to reduce the rate here for you. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's a day, but how about you, man? How you doing?
Yeah, no, I another day above dirt and vertical. I mean, can't be all that bad. But, I've got your file here in front of me, and, I'm sure you use Google, and I'm thinking you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, that's going to be important. They won't need to know the name of your company. They're not looking for you in particular. They're just looking for someone who provides those services. And then, of course, they're going to call you directly. So you're not paying for a lead. You're not chasing down the same lead your competitors are chasing down. When you get those calls, of course, directly to you, they're going to be calling you after seeing a website. There's no website for your business currently, though, right? Do you have any photos of some of the work that you do, your service vehicle, anything like that?
No, not really. No, I do have a camera, though. I just haven't taken any pictures and uploaded them yet.
Okay, gotcha. So, I mean, we could use, stock photos or put no photos, but we would want to get a website going for you. I would include it at no additional cost, meaning that we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. As far as the service goes, like I said, we are reducing the rate here for you. You'd be looking at exactly $199.00. It would bill once a month for that amount. Of course, it's not just for Google. We need to create the content the search engines search for, and the businesses that pop up on the first page are really there because they've got more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. So we're Google partners. We know Google looks at almost 70 directories, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, to the dozens and dozens of directories that are not as well known to the public. They're all equally important. In fact, I think, sometimes it's the things like Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, stuff no one's ever heard of, stuff even most so-called SEO companies don't even create. That's the content that you'll have that your competitors won't have. That's what's going to leapfrog you ahead of your competitors onto that first page. Sometimes those directories are even more important than something like a Yelp or a Facebook page. But it is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. As long as you choose to use the service, though, that reduced rate does stay with you. So we're kind of grandfathering you in to that reduced rate of $199. Now, I'm sure you'll have questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you would want for your business at this point?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've Googled, pool store in the area, and I've had a local pool company just like me pop up, and Google thought, man, that is great. I would love to have that in that area.
Well, it's where we go when we don't know who to call. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. You go back 20, 25 years, all we had then was really the yellow pages, and the smart business owners were AA this, AAA that. It put them ahead of their competitors alphabetically, which is how the yellow pages listed, so they got more phone calls that way. Doesn't work that way. Today, of course, people don't use the yellow pages. They use Google. And Google, like I said, looks at relevant content, but everything else works the same. The guy that we call, the guy that is available and, of course, has to answer the phone, that's the guy we hire. So when we get you where people are looking for a guy who does what you do, I mean, it's really a no-brainer. Of course, you use Google, so you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does those types of searches. And ultimately, not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call your company. But the ones that do, they're calling you again after seeing the website that we'll create. So they'll be reaching out to you directly and specifically, knowing you do exactly what they're looking for. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. I did want to ask you, and I think she probably found it when she was looking for your website. Lulu did attach here an Angie Leads Home Advisor. That's a service-based business. Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah, I actually just signed up for them. I was just going to kind of see how it goes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But once again, okay. I haven't even really started anything crazy. I mean, yes, technically we are accepting any leads, but I haven't followed up with it with fulfilling that profile and really.
Oh, got it. So it's super new. No problem. Yeah, I was going to ask because, you know, the real expense for a service like that is not in the signing up for it, although that's not cheap. I think it's like, what is the number here? 289, 288, something like that. People pay that on an annual basis for the yearly membership. But the real expense comes from paying for every lead. Of course, you'll pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. The lead that you pay for does get sent out to a handful of your competitors. So most of the time you're dealing with someone who knows they're going to get several phone calls. A lot of the time they're looking for the cheapest guy. Sometimes they're really only looking for an estimate to begin with. I'm not saying it's a bad service and it does work for some businesses, although my clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, any of the others, most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners in general do prefer to have calls come directly to them versus paying for a lead, trying to call that person, chase down that lead. So even my clients that have experience and success with their lead service, they're more than happy to scale back on their leads and maybe even shut them off once we get their phone ringing. Now, you're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of keywords you're listed for, and how many times you pop up for each of those searches. Now, most of the time, you're simply going to get calls directly to you. Everything does have the click-to-call feature. Residential and commercial clients will call you directly. There's going to be a contact form on the website that we'll build for you, meaning that people can fill that out, let you know where they're located, what they want to have done. When they do that, you get a text as well as an email. So you know right away when someone is trying to contact you, Jason, and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do type into that form, though, does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, as I was mentioning, that website's going to be included at no additional cost. So we'll build it, host it, maintain it, update it even. So as you start taking photos of some of the jobs we send your way, we can add those photos to your website down the road. There will never be any additional cost for that. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Well, no, not so much. I mean, so the only question I really have is, so you're saying that it's just you guys bill for the whatever rate per month, and then it's not like
correct.
You have to pay per lead like Angie or anything like that.
Yeah, that is 100% correct. It is a fixed flat rate. You're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small, residential jobs, commercial jobs. It's still going to be that flat rate. And like I said, because we will be out of the office on Monday, we're trying to get a head start on some of these listings that we already have, knowing that we're going to have 5 days of work next week in a 4-day week. So we are reducing the pricing, and it's normally $399, but we're going to drop it down to $199. And that $199 would be grandfathered in, so it's a great time to do it. It's the lowest rate we've offered so far this year. And it would be a fixed rate, so it would never go up. It's an exact amount, no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. In that sense, it's a lot easier to budget for than a lead-based service. Of course, when you're paying for leads, it depends on how many leads you get. It also depends on how much each lead costs, because there's a kind of a sliding scale. The bigger the job looks on paper, the more likely you are to pay more for that lead. You're not any more likely to get the bigger job than you are a small job, but certainly Angie's has a track record of charging more for a lead that could potentially make you more money. But with us, you know, like I said, big jobs are small. It's always going to be that exact amount. In this case, that discounted rate of $199.
Well, that sounds pretty great. You know, one of my biggest hangups is I've been looking for someone to help me design a website because I'm not overly tech savvy. I'm good at what I do, and that's not building websites.
Yeah, exactly. And I say the same thing, you know, to whoever I'm talking with. You know, I've been in this industry for a long time. I've been with this company. April 17th will be my 10-year anniversary. So we're certainly great at what we do. I know that the people that we talk to, whether there's roofers, landscapers, electricians, whatever they do, I know that they're experts in their field as well. We don't expect you to do our job. We do expect you to answer the phone when it rings, though, and do your job, but we'll take care of the rest. Now, it's a la carte pools, right? That's how you want the business to be branded online?
Yeah, that's the shorthand version of it. It's pool and spa services, but a la carte pools is enough. It gets the point across.
Yeah, sure, sure. And you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase, but we'll talk to you in depth about what you want to be found for, the services you want to provide, you know, spa services and things like that. And then when we get your phone ringing, is this the number you want your customers to call, the 407-860-4666?
See, not necessarily, because I haven't got it set up with my phone company yet. We just had to switch over to a business line, but I haven't told them that I want those calls after, you know, a few rings forwarded to this phone yet. So right now they're still going to our business answering machine at the office.
Oh, okay. So for now then, what is the number that your customers call or you would want them to call?
I mean, just to make sure they get through, I would have them call this number my cell phone for now. So in the very near future, like I said, by the end of this month or so.
You'll have a different number that forwards to this number.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
Our main office.
So I gotcha. So for now, that's the number we'll list. But when there is an official business number that will forward to this number, that would be the number that we would promote. That's something we can easily change. You know, obviously, anything that we need to add later on, whether it's new photos or additional content or, you know, a different phone number, we can do that, no problem. There's no cost for that at all. Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you, because I did see an address on the Angie's profile, but correct me if I'm wrong, you are 100% service-based, meaning you go out to the customer, right? No one ever does come to you? There's no address to promote for the business itself? Gotcha. Yeah.
No, I mean, we might do a little pop-up here or there, but, yeah, no, we don't have a solid location for people to come shop
at. Yeah, I mean, you know, Google expects that. Yeah, Google fully expects service-based businesses basically run out of the truck, run out of the home. Even if you had like an outside office where you did your paperwork, if you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address because they don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, Lulu never did get your last name.
It's Whitworth, W-H-I-T-W-O-R-T-H.
Okay. And then, Mr. Whitworth, like I said, your customers are going to call you directly. If they fill out the contact form on your website, you'll get a text and an email. For us, we'll use all three of those. Email's usually for, you know, a longer piece of information and something we want you to have for your records. Most of the time, we're just going to give you a quick phone call or send you a text message. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you regarding your account? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, anything with my cell phone is fine.
Okay, perfect. All right, perfect.
Yeah, phone and text.
All right, great. And then, for the email address, like I said, most of the time people are going to call you directly, but if they fill out the contact form on your website, you get a text and an email. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website for people to see. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it. It would, though, still be attached to that contact form, so you could get those requests by email. What is a good email address, Mr. Whitworth, either for you or for your business?
See, I believe it's a la carte pool services at outlook.com.
Okay. Perfect. And then since this is a position that we're actively filling today, if this is something that you did want to do, I would do a couple of things at this point. One, like I said, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we, dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure that we know all of the information that we need, not only to build out that website, but also to create the additional content. So, you know, things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of that and a couple of other things in that follow-up call. The other thing that I would do, I'm required to do this, as we're a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification, Jason. It does get recorded through the computer and actually attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case it's just that flat rate of $199 that will never go up, that we are including the website for you, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay. And then, Jason, give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Whitworth, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
A la carte pool and spa services.
Perfect. The and, did you want that, the ampersand or the word A-N-D spelled out?
Ampersand.
Okay, perfect. I agree. I think that looks better and grabs someone's attention. And then, Jason, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jason Whitworth, owner, operator.
Okay. And then, Mr. Whitworth, as the owner and operator of A La Carte Pool and Spa Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Jason, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to call you directly. We specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jason, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are, like I said, already aware of the Angie's List. There's no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Jason, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that additional information is accurate. Mr. Whitworth, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Perfect. And we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. Like I said, we'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with it being that flat rate of $199, a fixed rate, a month-to-month service, websites included too. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 16th of February, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. And again, Jason, that $199 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. And it is an exact amount. So no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is also included at no additional cost, which again means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199, and again, that rate will never go up. We are offering our services completely at will on a month-to-month basis, which means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the service altogether. Jason, you can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Whitworth, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Jason, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Whitworth, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I suppose. I just want to clarify that. So I just have to contact you guys 3 days before I would like to cancel?
Correct. Yeah. Because we are closed on the weekend, and that's to prevent charges to your next month of service. Like I said, I've been with the company for almost 10 years, and many, many years ago, I did a stint in the client support team. So I do know for a fact that if you call us the day it bills, the day after, a few days after, and say, hey, I forgot to call you, we would refund that last payment. But like I said, to prevent the charge altogether, we ask that you call us a couple of days before.
Well, shoot. I mean, that sounds great, man. You know, I would really, really, really much prefer to start around the 28th of this month. It's a little early, but, you know, if I have to start today, it sounds like a pretty nice deal.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is a ramping up period, so it's going to take us, you know, a few days to get your website together and things like that. But what I can do for you, okay, yeah, so the 28th is, it's less than 2 weeks out. I can push your next billing date out and your future billing out to the 28th of the month. So then it would not it wouldn't even bill then until the 28th of March, the next bill. So you're getting like a 6 week first month.
Well, that would be great, but the main reason is we do our billing on the 21st. So, you know,
on
right
the 21st.
After we do billing? Oh, yeah, we're good. Definitely. If we're going to have a recurring bill, I'd much rather have it at the end of the month.
Yeah, yeah. So moving forward, it will be the end of the month. So after today's, the February 16th date, starting from March, it will be at the end of the month on the 28th.
Okay, that works. I appreciate you doing that.
Oh, yeah, no problem. No problem. Happy to help you with your billing. And then that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification, Jason. That first payment, is it going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
We have a Visa.
A Visa. That particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. Any middle initial or just first?
Mainly the business name. I'm just the user for this one.
Gotcha.
Middle initial, Jason I. Whitworth.
You said I? Okay.
Yeah.
And then you did say that was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. They all do. I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
4259-0900-1405-7674.
And the expiration month and year?
August of 26.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
100.
So I've got 100 on the back, August or 08 of 2026, the expiration. And then, Jason, the card itself, was it 4259-0900-1405-7674?
I think so. Yeah, I had already put it away, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. But
yeah, that's fine.
All right. And then does that bill at the 40 Casper Place, 77871?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
so in about a minute, you're going to you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But Jason, if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I've got a pen handy. I don't really have anything to write on.
Yeah, I usually just type stuff into my phone, but you'll get it by email anyway. But the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And Jason, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is central. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply supports@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You might even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other of those, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. That means in the first half hour, we'll give you that phone call and then get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. So the first available, if you are available today, looks like I could get you in. Well, there's going to be a 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, or 5 o'clock this afternoon. Which of those would work best for you to receive that 30-minute phone call?
Let's see. I'll be on the road from 3 to 4, so as long as I can just put my headset in, then that'd be great.
Yeah, that's perfect. So it'll be scheduled then from 3 o'clock to 4. Like I said, it's a one-hour window, so might be a few minutes after 3 that they call you. If I am available, meaning if I am between phone calls when our client interview technician is ready for that call, I'll be part of that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any questions you might have before handing it over. If I am on a call, they'll call you directly, and they do have all the notes, so they'll be able to take really good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or even if I am, just for the future security of your account, I did want to set up a security question and answer, meaning anyone who calls us, even if it's you, if they say that they're associated with a la carte pool and spa services, we're going to want quickly just to get that security answer. Anyone who calls you, Jason, telling you that they are with Local Splash or with Google, first of all, they need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll also need to know both the question and your options here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We'll go with city I was born in.
City you're born in, and what is the answer?
Denver.
Denver, okay. I have to type it in twice. So you are all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out to you by now?
I think I heard something ding. I'm sure.
Okay. So let me see what the system has sent. So actually it should have, you should see two. I kind of wish they would wait a minute or two for the welcome email because that's for your information. But what I do need you to see now is the Local Splash initial invoice email. If you click on and open that, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, Jason, it's going to take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Oh, man, I'm going to be honest, dude. I was reading, and I kind of stopped listening. I scroll down and I check the blue box and I'm here at the bottom. So it just wants me to type my name as.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I wasn't going to walk you through everything there. We did already cover it in the voice verification, but check on the box. And then Jason I. Whitworth, it is case sensitive, and there's not a period after the I. So exactly as it appears there, just a space before and after the I. If you copy and paste, be careful to not copy a space before it or at the end. But once you've got your name in that box, do click the confirm signature box below it. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, reduced your rate, included the website for you. If it takes you to a username and password, just you can stop there. Our automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using once your tracking system is active to track your success. No password generated yet. Once we do the client interviews, when we'll create that content for there to be something to track, and after that, you'll get a username and password by text and email. I can give you the username. That has been created. It cannot be changed. The default password you can change if you like once you log into your account, but your username is just the phone number that we're speaking on. Easy to remember. Area codes included, but not any dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So it's just the number, 407-860-4666. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please include your phone number or your username. In this case, they're basically the same thing. You can send anything and everything there, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. When we do the client interview, though, they'll give you photos, PHOTOS photos at Local Splash. You can, if you like, email the photos team directly. But other than that, you are all set and squared away. On my end, like I said, if I'm ready, when our client interview technician is ready a few minutes after the 3 o'clock hour or at the start of that 3 o'clock hour, then I'll be on that call too. Whether I am or not, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Get your website and everything else up there and running. And then, of course, they're earning your business just 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you, Jason, and hopefully I'll be part of that call when we call you back a little later on today.
All right. Well, likewise, I really appreciate you reaching out today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too. Thank you very much. Real pleasure speaking with you. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.